This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. I'm back from vacation. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony, producer Matt, he's in his spot. Chris Mack, he's on his vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. The band will be all back together. I was out on vacation for like 9 days, and I only missed the Jacksonville game. This is incredible. Absolutely incredible. And the Steelers scheduled to play tomorrow at 3:40 or something thereabouts. Perfect time for us. We'll get into all the Steeler game stuff little bit later. I have so much crammed into my brain. I don't know if I'm going to figure it out over these next 4+ hours or so. I've just got so much. And by the way, I have more vacation. What's Jim's walking the halls like he's a condemned murderer? What are you doing, Jim? There's all kind of banging happening.
Linda's getting ready for work.
Oh, okay. So you have heels on? What's happening there?
No, Birkenstocks.
Okay. Oh, got it.
I don't know. It's funny. I've got the headphones on. The microphone's here.
Yeah.
I don't hear much of anything.
Yeah, we got it.
And, you know, I do hits with Filippone and Mueller in the afternoon, and Filippone picks up every single sound in the background.
Yeah, well.
And I guess you are too. Maybe it's just evident to everybody, and I don't really hear it as prominently.
Is Linda going back to her maple syrup, very northeastern Vermont, New Hampshire roots, and wearing Birkenstocks and wool socks?
No.
No, okay.
No, just, not quite.
No, okay.
Not that cold yet.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. Feels it to me.
I've got more vacation later. I take my vacation in January. I plan it out for the next year. And so I was planning on maybe going away, but that didn't happen. I went away in June. So I have another vacation for my birthday week coming up. Like, my birthday's on December 18th. Then that next week, December 21st. So I'll be out like next month, like 3 weeks again, which is perfect. Maybe the Steelers will have their game postponed again. Anyway, I want to get to this. Apparently on the pre-show yesterday, I heard it was electric, the whole show with Ron, by the way. Total electricity.
I actually caught a little bit of it. It sounded like Alexander Graham Bell trying to get Watson to come in.
Yes. Anyhow, 4 hours of electricity with Ronald G. Cook, with that portrait of him floating around the internet, which is spectacular. So, anyhow, I heard that. Now, tell me, producer Matt, did Ron tell some story about hitting a deer? Right?
He did, yes.
When did he hit this deer? On his motorcycle or in his car?
Not his motor. It was his car. I think he said like 3 weeks ago.
Wow. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's first. Because
I'm genuinely concerned. Is his car, did he use that car thing that he always talks about?
He might have. Okay. He didn't mention it. He didn't pump it on the show.
Car shield. He should have had a bigger car shield.
I know.
So he's okay. He hit this deer.
Yep.
I heard that this morning. You told me that, and it brought to light this story. Talk about a bad day. Okay. Did you ever hear the Clint Hurdle story, Jim, with Clint Hurdle?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I have, but refresh
okay, I'm
going to
refresh you. Clint Hurdle gets, I almost swore already, right? He gets canned. They tell him hit the road, right? And Clint Hurdle, we have a good relationship with Clint Hurdle. It didn't sour, but his shtick a little bit got old. Nonetheless, I have a good relationship with him. You know, good guy. All of that, I thought he meant well. Yeah. And he just had a shelf life. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Clint Hurdle needs this Cadillac. He's got to have this Cadillac. He wants to have this Cadillac. It is like the new Cadillac SUV that's not the Escalade. It's the smaller one. Not, you know, it's like it's kind of like the SUV, a little smaller one. He's got to have it. He's got to have it. Yes. Mm-hmm. He needs it. He needs it. And they say, man, it's hard. It's coming in off the truck from Detroit or wherever it's made. And we'll get it as soon as we can get it. Okay. And then guy gets fired. And the dealer calls him and goes, Clint, like, you know, he goes, oh, I still want him. I'm getting paid. I'm okay. Like, this is fine. I still want this Cadillac, right? And he buys it at a dealership in Harmerville. So this has been, he's been trying to get this car, I was told, for like two, three months. He buys it at a dealership in Harmerville. Clint Hurdle lives in Hampton, okay? Right by kind of like Hartwood Acres area. So finally, they call him. They go, it'll be here on Wednesday. This is like a Monday. He's like, I got it. This is great. Finally, he's like, yeah. He goes, no, don't worry about me. My life will turn out okay. It doesn't matter that I got fired. It's fine, whatever. So he goes out there.
Guy's worried about his commission.
Right. He goes out there, and this is somebody that I know, the salesman was telling me this. He goes out there. He finally gets his he gets the Cadillac. I hate to laugh. His wife drives him out there, drops him off. He goes, go home. I'll be all right. I'll catch you at home. Guy gets the car. It has 12 miles on it. He hits a deer on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So, I mean, you got to cry if you're not going to laugh or however it goes. He got canned on like a Saturday or Sunday or whatever it was. He finally gets the Cadillac he wants. He hits 65, 70 miles an hour. He hits a deer between Harmerville and the Butler Valley exit and just demolishes a Cadillac that literally got taken off of the racks that got delivered the day before. Tough one, huh?
It is. Was the deer wearing his shirt that said, not done yet?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. That's why I love you. Oh, I don't know.
You should have gone 9-10, man.
I know. See, that's why you always avoid the tolls, right? You go wiggle around that way. It's a little safer for you.
No.
Could you imagine, though? I couldn't imagine pulling over on the shoulder, seeing the blood, the guts, the gore, all of it, the fuzz, the antlers maybe, all of it. Or maybe even worse, the deer just walked it off, just shook it off and ran off into the woods. But seeing all
trainer
that.
Trainer came out and saw him. Yeah. He jogged off.
Yeah. Hey, get out of here. Todd Tomczyk. Seeing Todd Tomczyk walk out of the woods. He's good.
He's all right.
Yes. He gives the old, what do the pirates always say when someone's hurt?
He's got some shoulder discomfort.
He's got discomfort. Full body discomfort.
Left hind discomfort.
Yes. So anyway, imagine seeing a deer either dead or running off. Either one of them would have hurt just as bad. But looking down at the grill of your new caddy, just absolutely done. Finish. Yeah. Right there, and it had 12 or 13 miles on it or something, the guy told me. That's tough. It's a tough one. I guess you can't do anything. You call your wife and you say, and then you got to, here's the kick in the ass with the Pennsylvania Turnpike. You can't really even get picked up. Like, she got to go all the way from the one exit all the way and then get off. Like, you can't even cross the road. You know what I mean? She has to go all the way to Harmerville, pay money.
Yeah.
Turn all the way around, come all the way back, and pick you up. Man, is that tough.
Should have taken 9-10.
Well, yeah.
That's quicker. 9-10 to Cedar Ridge.
Seems like
right to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Right past Wagner's.
Right. So, tough one for the Clint. So, I thought of Ron when he was talking about hitting the deer. Did the deer die, did Ron say, Producer Matt?
He did not say, no.
Well, my text line isn't working. Not that somebody would have texted me if they knew the deer died or not. Where did he hit this deer, Ronald?
Oh, I don't remember what exactly. All I remember is him saying that this deer came out of nowhere, I didn't even see it, and then it just hit my car.
Wow. Did the deer have plantar fasciitis? People are wanting to know with Clint Hurdle's deer. Wow.
Did after he hit it.
Maybe. What's up with you, Jim? I haven't talked to you in forever. This vacation was great. I did a whole lot of – I give Ron a run at his money doing nothing better than anybody in this world. I did absolutely nothing. And I did get reading glasses, though, Jim.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. The cheaters look very Very old. Erudite.
Erudite, thank you. Thank you. I feel
scholarly.
I feel old. Although I'll tell you, they're great. Reading like my phone and reading a book and stuff. People don't read newspapers anymore. But I like the cheaters. Do you have them, did you say? You have regular glasses.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, you have regular glasses.
I've had regular glasses since I was 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I've had glasses for like 56 years.
Wow. Wow. Did you have rec specs ever?
I never really wore them, though.
Did you just have a strap, like a black strap around your glasses?
Oh, that was old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there were guys that had, you know, and this is like way back in the day. I remember crawling, you know, hands and knees in the foul lane looking for contact.
Yeah, they stopped the whole game.
Right.
Yes.
John Prentice. Yeah. And you know, he's like, I lost my contact. And so the game stops. And I remember Brattleboro, Vermont, anyway. And so everybody's crawling around on the thing looking. He goes, oh, wait a minute. It's in the corner of my eye. So it was still in his eye, but, you know. It was just nowadays the way contact lenses are. Back in the day, they used to fall out. They really did.
Yeah.
And now they don't. I mean,
wow.
The way that they're made. But I never had contacts. I always had glasses. It was easier to take them off. I didn't need them to play basketball and stuff until I was 40.
I mean, you were that good, right?
And yeah, so I was fine.
Yeah. By the way, this Gordon Lesh, she got me already on this weather this Uh-oh. Morning. You know, they're going crazy. We'll talk about it a little later on in the hour. About this, not the next hour, I guess. About this weather.
Right.
About how crazy the weather is. And they got people standing at it's salt pile. That's the go-to. Stand outside and salt pile. Gordon Lesh writes, and look, I get Holden. Holden's a field reporter. He's in Elliott. He's in the West End in Elliott standing outside of a snow pile, PennDOT snow pile.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. Good on Holden. That's where they sent him. Gordon Lesh double barrels it, though, and doubles down here with a tweet that says, and I've had enough of Gordon Lesh. It just is what it is. He tweets this, not just snow, in all caps, but also very cold temps. We're tracking it all right now. The low's 23 today. You know, like, we don't live in International Falls. It's 23.
Yeah.
The sensationalistic nature with this weather is amazing. It's going to snow 4 inches over 48 hours. They're going to make it sound like it's Moose Jaw or Medicine Hat here in Manesson. It's incredible.
I know temperatures can vary from, you know, what side of town you live on and so forth. I'm looking at my weather app right now, and it gives you like the temperature every like 4 hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
30. This is what I got right now. I got 32. And then at 6 a.m., 32. At 10 a.m., 30. 2 p.m., 32.
Right.
32. 32. 30. You know, in 24 hours. That's not that cold.
Bro,
I mean, it feels it.
Right.
Because it's been warmer. The feel-like temperature is, well, it's the feel-like is 23. I don't know how they get it like that, because normally, what, you need a lot of wind, right, for it to be, I don't know.
Maybe
whatever.
Gordon Lesh is in on the Celsius. I don't know. Who knows? And I'm not reading your texts about my glasses are the ones stolen from Ron Cook. I'm not reading those texts on the air.
I never even thought of that angle, but you're probably right.
No.
But if you had stolen them, then why would you have waited 2 years to wear them?
That would be really carrying it all the way out, huh?
Can't live without my glasses.
Yeah.
I'm sick to my stomach about it, Andrew.
What if he was wearing glasses when he hit the deer?
Probably not. He needed a bigger car shield, like I told you.
I saw you get into a little bit of a Twitter beef with Mary Hours.
No, it's not a beef. It's not a beef.
A very minor discussion.
I like Mary Hours. She used to be theirs. Now
Oh, yeah.
She's ours. Yeah, she does weather here.
Right.
I like her a lot.
Of course.
She's great.
Yes.
She's expecting, too, pretty soon. So she's probably going to go on maternity. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She talks about it
wow.
all the time. Uh-huh.
I mean, Ashley Doherty is, she's like almost there.
What's happening in the background? It sounds like a scary movie now.
I don't know. That was a creaky door.
That
I guess
was.
I got to.
Like Scooby-Doo. This is like a Scooby-Doo
That's
episode.
That's the cellar.
Yes.
That's the cellar door.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
now
the
we're
basement.
Gonna,
Do you say cellar or basement?
Downstairs. Cellar. I say cellar.
Downstairs.
Jeff Hathorn at 7, Ray Fittipaldo at 8. Steelers got jobbed. We talk about that for 4 straight hours. I think that's what's on. That's what's going to happen. Good morning to you. It is a Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.